Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, 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 dive. I think you found your love, 'cause you can go diving today. It's you I'm jealous of. How did you end up this way? She said she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. She said she heard this show, it almost blew her mind. Called Scuba Radio, the first show of its kind. She says she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. Woo! She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know we are so glad.
So true. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and the Aqua Gypsy, Brittany, is with us right now, and she definitely loves to dive. Just been doing that in the Bahamas and was experiencing or had a special encounter with, she kind of called it turtle porn. So I don't know. Okay. What does that mean exactly in your world, Brittany?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we went along the wall, mm-hmm. and then we turned around to go back to the boat. So we went up on top of the reef.
Yeah.
So we're going along the reef, and all of a sudden we look up and we see, when I say little turtle, I mean probably maybe 3 foot radius. And then we saw another one, maybe 5 foot radius. Okay. And they all were right on top of each other, doggy style.
Oh.
And we were like, whoa, that is insane. I mean, we couldn't talk. We're underwater, but I think that everyone thought the same thing.
Okay. So did you feel a little dirty? Like you needed a shower after watching this?
I covered my eyes for sure.
Okay. So you saw some, turtles getting their freak on in the Bahamas. I mean, you know, it's a pretty nice backdrop, I guess, for that. Yeah. So you saw that.
Yeah.
What about schools of fish or what?
There's more.
Turtles.
Yeah. But there's more to the story.
Oh.
So then we are filming the whole entire thing. I mean, I was filming the whole entire thing, of course.
Uh-huh, right.
And so this lady who we were with from Colorado, she was filming as well. And she kind of got caught up where the man swam away. The man turtle swam away, and then she was next to the little lady turtle, and then the man turtle came flying at her, almost thinking that the lady from Colorado was trying to get with the lady turtle.
Oh, really? He was a little defensive, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He got jelly. Yeah.
He got a little jelly. Came in there and just swam by and, like, got her to back off a little bit, you think? Is that what happened?
Yeah, he gave her a little fin slap.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew turtles could be that jealous, but, well, there you go. All right. Yeah. Did she feel honored, or was she freaked a little?
She was like, I'm sorry. You know, she was apologetic towards the turtle. That's how the lady sees.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was either like, you're trying to get in on my action, or, hey, quit filming me. I would rather keep this to myself. I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to get into a loggerheads, turtles' heads, I guess. But anyway, that sounds interesting. Actually, I saw a video last week. Maybe it was her, but it wasn't a turtle. But a jack came in and startled a diver, and I think it was AI. But as soon as the jack came and like bumped the tank of the diver out of nowhere, you saw a big puff of brown smoke come out of the backside of her wetsuit, if you know what I mean.
That was AI.
You think it was AI? You saw it too then, didn't you?
Yeah, because I actually thought about it, you know.
Oh, what?
Because I think about these things.
Yeah.
And because I think that, not that I know from experience or anything, but I think that anything that's brown goes up and not out.
Good point. Yeah. And it did look a little too fake. Like, hey, she's wearing a wetsuit. It wouldn't come out in a perfect stream of brown smoke, you know.
Yeah.
But they tried to say it scared the crap out of her, you know. But anywho. Mm-hmm. All right. So she was just like, all right, I got a little too close. This turtle didn't like it. I'll back off. But hey, it created another great story that she'll be able to tell her grandkids someday.
They'll turtle dive in. Porn.
Yeah, turtle porn. That does sound like that's a thing, I guess. So you saw that. But what about the schools of fish? Did you see a bunch of schools? I mean, was the fish life pretty prolific in that part of the Bahamas, or was it more of the colors and the wall and just the and you know, viz and that kind of thing that, like, said, hey, this is really, really good diving here in the Bahamas? What do you think?
Yeah, all of it. We saw a bunch of schools of sergeant majors, grunts. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of life around there. And then I actually think that it would have been a phenomenal night dive. And I asked them, hey, can we ever go night diving? And they said, yeah, but we need 4 people to do it. And I said, okay, fine. But I would love to go night diving there, because I know for a fact that there was a lot of octopus around, because I saw conch shells. Like anytime that you see a bunch of conch shells in the same area, mm-hmm. around a little hole, maybe like outside of a hole,
right.
then you know that there's octopus around. And I saw a lot of that.
Ah, you think, okay, it looks like an octopus's garden. Right there. Yeah, the reason I asked about the schools of fish, I believe at some point they did have, or maybe they still do, like a fish farm operation out there someplace where they set up
so they have
that there, right? Yeah.
They don't anymore, but they do.
Oh,
so
okay.
it's a giant cage, and mm-hmm. what they used to do is they farmed cobia. They wanted to grow cobia in these cages, and then they're anchored down, and they had 3 cables, and now they lost 2 cables, so there's only 1 cable connecting the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they need someone to actually come and fix it. And there's an island school that's right next to there that the kids, their high school kids, they come and they have a whole bunch of different stuff that's going on. But the man who runs it is a Navy SEAL. And so I actually gave them the contact information for Force Blue. And hopefully they can contact Force Blue to put the cables back into the ground so we can get that dive site back up and running again.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I've heard about that for years. I remember, I think it was Neil Watson Jr. was telling me about that at one point and talking about all the cool fish that would come around and, you know, watch from the outside and say, hey, we can't get them cobia. But it made for a great dive and a pretty unique site. There, but so you know, and that's all part of the complex. Don't they have like an educational area of Cape Eleuthera where they bring in the school kids and stuff, if I remember correctly, mm-hmm. right? So it's a pretty big operation over there, even though you're in a, you know, having kind of an out island experience. You have all the luxuries of home, townhomes and beachside condos or whatever, really luxurious type of accommodations. But then you got great diving, fishing, whatever you want to do. It's all right there with you, right?
One of the sport fishing boats went out the day that we, one of the days that we were there, and the one day that they went fishing, they caught 4 sailfish. So,
wow.
You know, it's just, it's perfect for diving. It's perfect for fishing. That particular dive site that you and I were just talking about, actually, they had a schools of barracuda around the outside of it.
Yeah.
And then on the outside of the schools of barracuda were schools of sharks.
Well, there you go.
Circling around.
Well, it sounds like the Aqua Gypsy gives Cape Eleuthera 2 fins up. Good stuff, Brittany. Thanks for the update.
Yeah,
we'll have to put that on the list. Get out there and do some diving back in the Bahamas. All right, hour 2 is on deck. Stay close. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio, the world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Let's go!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.